to go through some of the halachas in Reish Lamehei, hoping that the Ulam saw most of it already. Yim Katzav Amalach and Ruba, we're going to go through Reish Lamehei. Rez Hashem, go through the Ikur halachas that come out of Reish Lamehei and what's Nagiyah to us. First tip, Dr. Muhammad, that Zman Kriya Shema is from Sefer Yechovim. Ikra is Zman is from Sefer Yechovim, but Meila, Ma'aravot is from Sefer Yechovim. Today they should be able to read Kriya Shema versus Seb is Zman. As the Mishnah Berurah says, Asher Yishm is well, Ma'arav is Zman. Ikra Din, as they stated in Al-Hashem, Mr. Kanar, Chayodim, is the Ikra Din of Ma'aravot is also from Sefer Yechovim. Now, Shalom, what do you do if in very many places in the Chutz La'aretz, you come to a minyan and they daven mincha 50 minutes before shkia, and they daven marav kiddush ha'anar for 5 minutes, then they daven marav 5 minutes after shkia, which happens all over the place. What do you do? So Mishnah Berurah brings down really 2 eitzim. The Shulchan Aruch brings down 1 eitzim. Mishnah Berurah is most of another eitzim. The Shulchan Aruch says you should daven earlier with the eilu, the whole thing, and just be master and likra kriya shma bizmana. Yet the fear of not to get home. But Dr. Mishnah Berurah, you should not be mechavin to be yetzay. That time when you read the Sefer, you shouldn't be mechavin to be yetzay your chiyuv of Kriya Shema. What's the reason why? Says Rav Moshe that the reason why the Shulchan Aruch didn't say that is because Mikra Din, you don't have to be mechavin not to be yetzay. Why not? It's not the zman for Kriya Shema. It's not the zman for Kriya Shema. But even if you were mechavin to be yetzay, you're not going to be yetzay. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say when he gives this eitzah? He says, you shouldn't be Muhammad to be Yetzir. But there is just, you shouldn't be over about Yetzir. Tagam that, if you do a mitzvah twice, it's not a problem about Yetzir. If you take a lulav and you shake it twice on the first day of Sukkot, it's not a problem about Yetzir. So doing one mitzvah twice in the zman of the mitzvah is not a problem about Yetzir. The problem over here is, it's not a zman Kriya Shema. It's not a zman Kriya Shema Shal Shachar, because they had already finished by Gemar Shemri. It's not a zman Kriya Shema Shal Arba. So it's not a zman Kriya Shema Shal. So how many can have Muhammad to be Yetzir in your mitzvah Kriya Shema, you can be over about Yetzir. He clears at the end, can't find there's no Baal Teis B'Klal, but he gets to Kriya Shema. But the Minchas Kemeth, in the solution when Brachas, he says there's all again. He says in the Hanami, you have to be Yetzin, Mechavan has to be Yetzin, it's out of Shach and Baal Teis. Now the Din Minigay, it's a Zayt, again, nothing to do with Kriya Shema B'Klal. The Etzim Chiv of Kriya Shema. So the Pashas Baal Baal, it's also it's a good Eitzah, just that you shouldn't be same upon it, and you should realize you have to be Kriya Shema again. If you're going to Mechavan to be Yetzin, then you're not going to read it after Kriya Shema B'Klal, that's Mishra Bura, you should Mechavan have to be Yetzin. What you do when you have a chiyuv locked under the crazy day, says Mr. Berurah, the chassidim should be kol gimel parshas, like the Shadrach Zariah says, not to be same with Rabbi Yehuda that says that you're allowed to read it even before you're hearing. Seriously, since the time, since it's not out of a drasha, you were yet with what you read before you're hearing after Shkin. Now the chassidim should read all of them. All three parshas. Says Mr. Berurah, there's no chayit. You could also, when the tzibur is davening, davening marriage, you can keep quiet until they get up to Shmoneh Esrei. Right? You'll daven Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibur, and later on, after Tzibur Chov, you'll daven Kriya Shema Berachos. And that's when they bring down that the son of the Chovetz Chaim was made, that his father was Sakanari, they said. You can keep quiet until the Tzibur, and daven until the Tzibur with the Erev. And Berkowitz told me that he remembers when he was in Lakewood, from Shnei, when he used to daven before 72. They daven before 72, and Shnei would keep quiet until they got up to Shmoneh Esrei, and daven Shmoneh Esrei with the Erev, and afterwards, you would be Chayzer Kari. Two acres of what you could possibly do. However, the third acre that's brought down here, as the Mishnah Berurah is deciding the Bir Halacha, he says that the Gaon says the best acre is to daven be yechidus after Zman, after Zman Kishma, after Seif. Says Rav Moshe that you shouldn't do. Why? Unless you do like the Gaon, everything, then you shouldn't do like the Gaon. Why? Because the Maisa, all the Shittas are Rishonim, they're not the same. If you look at Rav Yehuda, you look at the Rav Haigur, and you look at the Rosh, everybody says that the way that you should do it is through Mephal and Mephal. Tzibur B'Tzibur is all different than Kriya Shema B'Zman. Kriya Shema B'Tzibur 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 B'Zman. So Mevah the Goyim is the Das Yachad. To say that you should daven Yechid is not Tzibur Yechavim and lose the Mayel of Tzibur B'Tzibur, that's the Das Yachad Shloi Kenegin, Shloi Ka'al Rishenim, not like all the Rishenim, but maybe you shouldn't do it then. Lamaisa the Minig of the Oilam is, what your book told me, the Minig of the Oilam is to do the first line. It's like Shona, the Daven with the Oilam. That's what most people do in the Florence. Everybody Davens with the Oilam and you say, it's Eish Ma'asa. The Shali is, even when you Daven with Manim, Daven Friday night. Most places daven a half an hour after Shkia. You have to repeat the Yishma afterwards or not? How much after Shkia do you have to be safe? Do you have to lay the Yishma if you daven Maariv? How much longer afterwards could you be saying that if you already laid Kriya Shema by then, you don't have to say anything? So this might be important from Shneir, who is not from 72. That was a chutzlar. So they bring down from Shlomo Zalman that Shlomo Zalman, if he even when he davened half an hour or 35 minutes after Shkia, if he didn't daven 40 to 45 minutes after Shkia, like the Chazon Ish, he would be machmir to say Kriya Shema again. The shaila is, do you have to be machmir for such a thing? If I wait 72 on Matzah Shabbos, do I have to wait for 72 when he gets the Krishma? They're both there. So Matzah Shabbos I'm Akbin, or Tchumah, whatever it is, then I don't do Malacha until 72. Do I have to be Makbin when he gets the Krishma also? Or if I'm, when he gets to 45? A lot of people do like the Chazon Ish, 40, 45, depending what time of year it is. I'm Makbin on 45, like the Chazon Ish, when he gets the Malacha there. Do I have to be Makbin also when he gets to Krishma? So, when Berkowitz told me, he says that, you don't have to be. Because I got many, they're both there, right? Lamaisa, when he gets the Kriyishma, there are shittas that hold every yitzah even before Tzitzik Yechavim. The shittas that hold you, you need by year. It's different than Malachas and Shabbos. Malachas and Shabbos, everybody holds you need Tzitzik Shabbos. Tzitzik Shabbos is different enough before Shkia. It's different enough before Tzitzik Yechavim. Mashenki, when he gets the Kriyishma, there are shittas that hold that this man isn't before Tzitzik Yechavim. So even if you're makbid on 72, Lachara, for Malachas, Lachara, you would not have to makbid when he gets the Kriyishma. I know a lot like this, that in a Hanami, when you get to 72, the Makbid out there, right? And when you get to Kriyishma, they wait
45.
What's that?
Do you use
45
to
the
Kriyishma?
What do you mean the Kriyishma? No, sorry. That's the house. It can't be. Then you're saying Mechon Neshitis. Then you're saying Mechon Neshitis. Then your mom is about to say Mechon Neshitis that hold the Yilad of Eden before. That's a bigger problem. We're telling that you can read it after Tzitzik Yechavim, but I don't have to wait after Tzitzik Yechavim of 45. So read it according to you, if you can say something to the Kula, like those sheetahs, and then come back to your mama's training during the day. That's so. And just to be maximum here, that there's a lot of sheetahs, when you get to all halacha, there's many sheetahs that hold many different ways. Especially when you're trying to bring it down to the practical, you see when you get to Rabbi Yashiv, you know, three people bring it up Rabbi Yashiv, one person says a mutter, one person says us, one person says a suffix. So it's very hard. Forget all the rest of the sheetahs. So in all the sheetahs you have this way and that way and other way. So I'm just going to try to bring down basically what the sheetahs are, the yes and the no's in general. And I personally have to work with Malacha, Arabaskin. You can take it if you want it. If you don't want it, leave it. You should know just what the shittas are, and I'm going to try to come out at least with some sort of stock, lemaisa, of what to do. Especially in this next step, this is very negeah, to see what what our head is called when you get to Shri Yisudu before Tfilas Maariv. That's the Iker Sifal. Sif Beis is really the Iker Sifal Chayr over here. That's negeah to us. And that is the Isra of Shri Yisudu before Maariv. Michelle is, what's our head tonight? That is Hashem, you come home after the second Seder, 7:30, 7:45, ready after Tzitzik at home. What head is there to eat before you daven Maariv? Or is there a head to eat before you daven Maariv? So to eat, if you stay here for the Kriya L'Erev, and you eat the cookies that they put out with the petal, as long as you don't eat enough, they have to bench Bashtas, then you're fine, you're good to go. Eat the cookies, the team of Alamos, the Kaskin, only trees, Sudas also, team of Alamos, not a problem. You can eat the cookies and drink the petal. Over the shell is everybody else. Everybody else that comes home and eats the suda, what's the heter? You have to wash. There is such a tzad that you wash, but if it's mezainus and you can make a suda, then you have the same dinner. And even if it's not, zil bot the time that you have a kriya suda. A guy that sits down and by a chasana and all he has is schnitzel and potatoes and rice and three salads and things, because he's going to wash, that's not going to be a suda anymore. You want to sign it? What? Shaila is, what's the reason why we're chayshit? If we're chayshit for the time of Shmiyah Suda, Shemi Yimashe, maybe we're going to forget. Then Zil was the time when they want to sign up, and then the Hanami can be heard the same thing. Heard the same thing. Bigaron, there's really only one heter. The one heter really that's mentioned is a Shemer. It's not mentioned in the Rishonim, but the Rambam brings it down to Reish Lamed Beis. The Magen Avraham mentions it. The Shamash who falls to the Beit HaKnesses, he mentions it in Sifkat and Dalet and Reish Lamed Hei. And the Mishnah Berurah brings it down as a Glata Heter. says if you want to learn, it could be Samech or Meshemer. It's up there, just with one Sinai, he has to be that he's not learning. He can't be Isaac in something which is also for him. The same thing which is also for you, you're not allowed to do, unless you have a Shemer, he's also not allowed to do. He can't be your Shemer. The Shabbat is practical. Who's considered a Shemer, who's not considered a Shemer, what can be used in place of a Shemer, and what are the things? So the simplest Shemer, Bechara, would be a wife. Can your wife be your Shemer? So most people hold, yes, no problem, your wife can be a Shemer. However, if she's eating, then you have a problem. If she's eating, so the same way that you're eating, we're conscious that you're going to forget. When she's eating, we're conscious you're going to forget. Some people say, no, it's not a problem. The only problem is if the person is mechuyev v'dover, and then she's Isaac in something which is after, that's a problem. But the issue is not mechuyev v'dover. The fact that she's Isaac in something which is after for her, that's not megareh of a problem. It's only somebody that is after from the Mishnah Berurah says, you can't get somebody to be your shamer if he's learning. But if somebody's not... Okay, Bez Hashem, we're going to have to do exactly what the problem is of Suda. We'll see. Very good. Next Suda. We'll see even again. So what's the Chashash Pachon? See Bez Hashem's answer later on. Some of them say, Fakir, the Isha is better, because she's Mefachad does not to remind her husband. She's not going to, her husband asked him to do it there. She's like, a friend, no, oh, I forgot. A wife is not going to forget. So even if she's eating, she's not going to forget, she's just going to find it. A Kotan was a Bar Sam also, Fakir is not a problem. Hagam that negates Hashem Ayata on Shabbos. We find the same meaning of Shemer. It's also liquid bar on there. If you have a Shemer, it's Mutter. But the Kotan is not going to be a Shemer. So, both happens that a Shemer, they have some Vayashim, the time from yesterday, both times, the Kotan was a Bar Das, it could be the same of one. What's the difference? The third difference is wash it over there. A Kotan has to be Shemer, Nochanan, continuing. He's learning Lara and Air for 2 hours straight, the Kotan has to be there the whole time, 2 hours, make sure that the guy is not yapping. Now shaking over here, it's just once. Okay? The Kotan has to remind you once after he finishes eating. Remember to go down. As long as it's about 12, 13, whatever it is, everybody knows. Whoever spends on the child, consider about Samsung, it's not a problem. What's that? No, No, I don't think you should have to tell everything. You have to, everybody, it's getting personal. Some people, some wives have to be reminded every day. Some people you told them once, that's it, you told them always. Everybody's gonna know how to... Your day is not the same as everything. I said about a wife, I go. Kiva said that about me. Maybe Ben Shemantzi, Rashi says, means when he wakes him. I go. Hideyah tzadik nefesh behemteh. And behemteh kol shvi b'nei b'nei. How about an alarm clock? That's the simplest eitzim. Set an alarm, good to go. Most places from all, that alarm clock is not a problem. And that's the best eitzim. Alarm clock's not going to forget. Alarm clock's not going to walk anywhere. Alarm clock is the best eitzim. However, since Hashem is almond, if you want to go to sleep, alarm clock is not going to work. Shomer, it's not going to work. Why not? Because in the middle of sleeping, the alarm goes off, you hit it off, and that's it, you go back to sleep. If you're off, that's not going to happen. You'll set the alarm again. You're in the middle of sleep. You can't be saying, Muhammad, you're going to scare you to turn it on. Ken Zion, maybe if you have a snooze, then it's a little bit different. Then it's like a shamer. Let's say you told a shamer, come back to me in 5 minutes. Why should it be any different? But if you don't have a snooze, then it's a prayer, you cannot be saying, Muhammad. How about the meanings of war? Every day, you eat 7:45 and you daven at 8:30. Is that good enough? A meaning of war. Can a meaning of war help? Some people say, oh, no, for the right, some meaning kavu can help. Some people say, no, meaning kavu could help. So if it's something kavu can help, it sounds like that from the Sharatin and the sign, such a thing, that he brings down such a Eitzel. If Shum is followed the Tzibur, that's on the Mecha Hashem Yivsha. You have to know if it's talking about that he has a meaning kavu, or he's talking about that he's learning in Shul, he's not going to forget. But there's such a thought of a meaning kavu. No. What? There's some that hold that only says, but this is that case of learning. What's that? Can then win help for you. Those that hold it, there are those that hold it. Hashem Maisha brings down also. From Maisha, it doesn't sound so much that he's really saying upon it. But he says, for those sheikhs that hold that Mini Kavua help, okay. Mini Kavua, so the Shemir Shabbat Tichot brings down from Hashem Zalman. It has to be Mini Kavua. It has to be Azman Kavua also. if you daven always 25 minutes after Seif, so one day, time you daven at 7:25, one time you daven at 7:31, one time you daven at 8:04, it's not a minyan, it's not a man kavua. That does say such a minyan kavua. Minyan kavua means every day, you know, you daven at 8:30. Doesn't it? Zman kavua is, it has to be not only a minyan kavua, a zman kavua often. And the chari would be this, if Tuesdays and Thursdays, your wife goes out this year, so you have to daven at 8:45 instead of 8:15, and the chari also lost a mile of a minyan kavua. The whole part is just to remind you. For example, you don't have the same thing every single night. You're losing the mile of minyan kavua. How about if you have a simin on your begadim? Usually you wear your watch on your left hand, and you put your watch on your right hand. Could that also be ke'ein shemin? All these are hechad pinses of how we're making a shemin. Alarm clock is a shemin. The minyan kavua is a shemin. They're not going to, right? Shemis babotir, let's in the mecha shemin yipsha. Why isn't that the best Eishah? So somebody just told me that he asked the Morgenstern, the Morgenstern said from Yashiv, the only Eishah is, like he's saying, to daven Shema, say Shema right away, glide, by taking the Chavim, and then to daven later on. Why isn't that the best Eishah? The problem is because if you're going to be Eishah your Chiv of Shema right now, so then you don't have your Chiv of Brachas later on. So either you're not going to have Kriya Shema Brachas Tel Chiv, or you're not going to have, according to a certain Jesus, you're not going to have Smichas Gula Tefillah. Some people hold that the only time they have Smichas Gula Tefillah, some like that from the Goyim, Mishra brings that Mem Vav, Vav, the Mir Alacha. 100%, but once you read it with the Shema, this is the rest of the Shema. Ah, so why can't you be Master? Maybe you can be Master. Why isn't that an Eitha? So, first of all, says the Rabbi Yashar, that's what it has to do with to explain the Shema. Then you got your basic cover. You're Makayan and Din instead of Gimel, that you're supposed to read like Lechatkila Tezik and Chavim. And you have no problems that you've eaten before. And you're done later on. However, you have this one problem that Ken's on, you're losing your Smith Gula Tzvila, you're not going to have Birch Kirishma Bechiyu. So the Shal is, why can't you say, like Rachel is saying, why can't you say Kirishma Bechiyu? So first of all, the whole idea of Kirishma Bechiyu, Kriya Shema B'Sinai. You'll say, like this, you'll say, I'm going to say Kriya Shema now. If I forget my Kriya Shema later on, then I want to be into my Kriya Shema now. If I don't forget my Kriya Shema later on, I want to be into my Kriya Shema later on. That way you got your basis covered. Why do you pray? The whole chash is, no, then Zichr you could be Samech. Then Zichr you could be Samech on the... The same way that the Taz says, the Taz is on Rambam say that even the Shita Rashi that holds that you're only Yetzi later on, you read it earlier, then that's good enough to go. Hagam, you're not Yetzi for Shita Rashi. Are you allowed to be Masim Mechatzim? So it's not the Kwala, it's the whole Mishama. First of all, the whole thing is a Shema in Mishama, whether or not it only works by a Mishama. Where is Mishama that a Shema works, even not for Bar Mitzvah, like the Shema says, but against the Suda, Shema works. How about a Tanai? Does a Tanai work with Kwala? So the Tshuva Tzayin Yantiv, Simon Gimel, he says that a Tanai does not work for Mitzvah. Dr. Rishtikl, when he gave the Kavan of a Mitzvah, the Tanai doesn't work. Both the last of a Shlichos, less of a Tanai, and the same way that you can't send somebody to put on Tzulim for you, to Yitri Yishma for you, it doesn't work for Tanai either. Yantiv Shtikl, why doesn't it work? Simon Gimel, Tanai Shtikl, Tanai doesn't work. Ki Yeager, in Simon Membal, he has the Eitha of the Tanai B'chal, when he gave the Magan Avon and the grain in the morning. So say Kriya Shema in the morning before the Zman. Let's say you're meeting Davos at 8:30. So you're going to miss the Zman of the Magen Avraham. We're going to make the Zman of the Goyim. So what should you do? Should you say it earlier on and be chap the Zman of the Magen Avraham? But then you're not going to have Kriya Shema B'Yechaseh B'Chiyu B'Tzibur. So what should you do? So say you can make it tonight. Say if the Allah is like the Goyim and I can be able to make the Zman of the Tzibur B'Tzibur, then I want to be it later on. If not, I want to be it now. So B'chal is whether or not a Tanai works. Tanai B'chal works. It happens to be, it sounds from the Shara team that a Tanai does work. So the Shara team brings down over here, how come I didn't say that we should make a Tanai? That if the Allah is like Rebbeinu Tam, I'm Yetzir with the Minyan beforehand. And if the Allah is not like Rebbeinu Tam, I'm Yetzir later on after Tezkir Chavim. Says, I didn't bring it down because Rebbeinu Tam is the Shita Tichidori. Mashma is not for that. In fact, they're being the Shita Tichidori. Really, Tanai would have. Well, it's a little bit of aura, because Tim involved, he doesn't bring down the Riki Vega that Tanai helps. That's what the Shaila B'chal does with Tanai helps. Even if Tanai helps, Ken Zayin, you need Mishpatei Atanoi, which means you have to have Ken Zayin, and you have to have Sternberg want to bring it down, he says, first that you need a night couple. If I'm going to be yotze now, I don't want to be yotze later on. If I'm going to be yotze later on, I don't want to be yotze. The whole shtick of the Torah is tonight couple. You have to know exactly how to make this tonight, and you have to know, which if the Torah remembers when it gets to Dalad Minim, some people say the Ma'abit says it's better to have your own Dalad Minim, even if it's not as mechudar as your friend, because if, on the first day, your friend is going to give it to you. If he doesn't know the Dinim, but he gets it tonight, but then when it's after, then it's going to be a chtar in lechem. It's not going to be yotze. So we call you have to know the dinim of tanoim. So is it an etza? Can zayin is an etza? Shaila is that the best etza lechatchila? Because hagam that we're gaining that lamaisa I'm not having to be semichan hashemer, but can zayin being you're losing out because when you semichan shita that holds that tanai work and there are shita that holds that tanai doesn't work with mitzvah. Tanai doesn't work with mitzvah. Then you lost your mitzvah gula tefila. You lost your well the problem. Tanai doesn't work. Can zayin won't get tanishma. Well, Kami made a tanai, it doesn't work, so either you ate to this one or you ate to that one. You ate to this one, you don't have to move to the other, you ate to the second one, and you ate before you die. What's that? That's the one thing that we actually have to do. What? I don't know what he said. I think he said to me, Mas. I think he said, Mas? I'm not sure. I don't call me on that. So I think the fourth thing that I heard from Shem and Yashir about what he holds when he gets Hashem. I mentioned the other one too. How about making a siman on your begadim? Let's say usually where you're watching your left hand, can you put it on your right hand? They asked Hashem Azam, and Hashem Azam said no. Said no, that's not going to work. However, the Torah, the Magiyim, in the different places of Adaradayim, that's called Achalafit Kunayim. If a person takes his tzitzis and he ties it around his button that he can't get off his shirt at night. There's no chance that you're gonna forget. You're trying to take off your shirt. You're gonna bump into your tzitzis. Some people when they switch the watch to the other hand, so then it drives them mad. They for every second they're looking at the watch and they can't find it. Some people that mamash they don't even notice. Some people. One guy told me he put a petek on his pillow. He happens to be a very straight guy, and then for sure he's not going to get into bed without his pillow. And the pillow's in the petting, he's on the pillow the whole night. However, I know that if my pillow, my kids come in, start having a pillow fire, that's it, the petting is gone. It's nothing, you know, it depends, each person, it depends on how he is. If he knows the car comes on, then it works no different than a alarm clock. What's that? You write on it. Write on it, man. What? On the alarm clock? On the alarm clock? In the Kanami, that's the same gather. Exactly what Rishon Zalman is saying. Rishon Zalman is signing off though. If you set an alarm clock and you're gonna forget why you set the alarm clock, then it doesn't help. What? There are people. You tie the thing string around your finger and you don't remember why. You put the watch on the hand. A lot of people, they put the watch on the other hand to remember to do something. And then they get home and they what was I supposed to do? You know you're supposed to do something. Obviously it wasn't the most important thing in your life. But whatever it is. You know? I don't know if that's the difference. Some people aren't bad tonight. Some people. I got him that's how we send me. When I was in yeshiva, that's where we send me. I'm going to get Asher Yasser. She davened. She went to Nitzrich Lenikovim in the middle of davening. Can't say Asher Yasser. So what do? So you still unbutton one button, and somebody's for sure going to remind you. You button the button. Yeah? You button the button, blah, 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 Asher Yasser. That's the way you should work out. But I don't know if you can be saved from that, but get to the right. Because when you get to the right of Krishma, you cannot be saved from such a thing. Some people are back, the wife is back to tell you that Ivan's open. Can't be same now, okay. There's one other heather, and that is also a heather of Shamer. Deshla Roman, Rishtadi Tess brings it down. He says, Mitzkriya Azadi. If you have a bunch of people together, then everyone reminds each other. And it can't be even if everybody's eating together. Everybody's eating together, but everyone will remind each other. That's considered a Shamer, even if you were a mana, specifically a specific person, everybody's Mitzkriya Azadi. Which is a big heter for yeshivas. How in yeshiva? Yeshiva, they daven, they eat at 8 o'clock, and daven ma'ariv at 8:30. What's the hetter? So this is one of the hetterim. A serious. First of all, you have a mitzvah adadi, the whole island is eating together. Second of all, you have a mini kavua. Third of all, they close the dining room, so you can't stay there if you try. So everything together, you have to see if that works. Everything together, that's the chera hetter. So from Rishon Zalman, that a guy that in a chanami, he eats in yeshiva, but he doesn't daven ma'ariv at yeshiva, he has no hetter. It's the mizgeret of the yeshiva. Or a guy that daven in the yeshiva and he eats his meals in the dorm and in the dira, whatever it is. He doesn't spell to the yeshiva. The way that it is in yeshivas in America, the small yeshivas here, everything is kavua. Everybody eats at the same time. Everybody davens at the same time. Everybody has the same thing. It's a mitzvah that is. That's the way that it's the schedule of yeshiva. That's the mini kavua. Everything together. The chayyim to be happy. However, when you get to this nekuda of closing the dining room, Rav Shem Zalman at a time, let's you go out to the restaurant. The restaurant closes at 11 o'clock. So there's no chance that you're going to stay there until the morning. Or past the place. You have an hour and a half after the restaurant closes until the Zman of Kriyat Shema, until Chatzis. You have a Hefet. That's the best shemen. You couldn't stay here if you tried. And if you fall asleep, they're going to wake you up and throw you out. So Dr. Rav Shem Zalman, no, it doesn't work. Why? Because the chash of, this is what we were speaking about before, the chash of eating is not just shemi yimshan, that you're going to get caught up and you're going to eat and you're going to eat till the morning. The chash is that you're going to get caught up and you're going to forget what you have to do. So meanwhile, it doesn't make a difference. If you start, you go out to the restaurant, you spend the 3-4 hours there, whatever it is, you still don't get caught up in it, and you take a nice walk back to the dorm, whatever it is, you get caught up in what you're doing. You forget what you have to do. What do you mean? A mini kavua is a shimra. I know it every day at 8:30. That this is what I have to do. You're not going to get caught up. You're not going to forget. That's the word. You're not going to forget because you know that every night at 8:30. So think you have a guy calling up at 8:30. And let's say you're going somewhere. You're going to a restaurant. A guy calls you, and your wife calls you. Oh, you're supposed to have a marathon. But you don't get caught up. What? The word is the way that the Mishnah Berurah says it. He says the shartin. You're not finished. It's like a shimra. The mini kavua. In a chanami, if a person knows that he's going to get caught up, it's not different. So he says, when he gets off to a chasana, the same thing. You go to a chasana, and the chasana is over at 11:30. You can't say it. That's not good enough either. You're going to get caught up. So Siddur Shem Zalman, that's why somebody's wife is not a good shaman when she's eating also. Agama, she's not mechuyevet b'davar, she doesn't have to daven ma'ariv. But since she's eating, she's getting, the same way you're going to get caught up, she's going to get caught up. It's not just a chash shema yimsha shema, and you can forget your chiyuv. Even if she doesn't have a chiyuv, she's going to get caught up in it. She's going to forget to do it. So many different aces of shema. Some people say it does help. The most very quick mold that an alarm clock does help. Mini kavu is a suffix. A wife is eating is a suffix. Simim b'gadav. I didn't see anybody with a head yet that says that it works. The lachar kentan is so different than an alarm clock. But what happens if you mamana a shamer, and then he just doesn't, he's not interested in waiting for you to finish it to them? So after half an hour, you back down, or you let it continue eating. That's not a shah problem. So different than hiskel behetar. The same way if you're a hiskel behetar an hour before tiz gechavim, you let it continue, hagana tiz gechavim came. So too, if you made a shamer, so you have a hiskel behetar, so remember, you let it continue, hagana tiz gechavim. No different than hiskel, then you have a hiskel behetar. What do you mean, lamafraya? Bishak that I saw in that happen? That happened. You're allowed to continue eating. So you might be started bad, but you're allowed to continue eating. Let's say you started without being Raman Hashem. You get home, and you start eating, and then you think, I forgot. Do you have to stop then, or can you be Raman Hashem in the middle of your student? That's what Chaim Kanievsky says, Raman Hashem. Chareglach, why not? Well, come with that, I have a chiv right now. When Hagam that I have a chiv right now, let's say I would want to start my student after Tizik Chavim. I'm allowed to be Raman Hashem? Yeah, I'm allowed to be Raman Hashem. So now that I started already, so what? So what did I do wrong? So now I have to stop and daven. But I'm allowed to be Man Hashem. If I would want to start right now, I'm allowed to be Man Hashem right now. So why can't I be Man Hashem? So if the Hashem leaves in the middle, not a problem. If you started already, then you're Man Hashem, also not a problem.
So many problems now.
No, that doesn't help.
Why? Why?
Because you started behetar.
No.
Not behetar. Then you don't have a shamer. My shamer is that you're going to be here when I finish. But if the shemer tells you, I'm not going to be when you finish, I'm telling you, remind you now, that's not a shemer. doesn't help to start before your wife. You should be ashamed for that minute. I don't know if that helps. All this applies to learning also. Pastor. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. You can't start. He says we're going to get to learning. That's not a problem. That's the biggest shame. In what case? No, his chuba hetzer. Let's say you started eating at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and teif is at 8. And you go and it turns to 8 o'clock, what happens now? That's the continuation of the basis. Abu the boy has come back. Huh? Says Mishnah Berurah Chavas. Vim hitzku beheter dainu lifnei chati shosh esmuch latez gevavim afilu kriyosh ma'in emasu. Kol sheyesh leishosh lichvei tachik ma'asim dafai. As long as you have time, start with the heter, you don't have to stop. Because what did you do wrong? You started with Esther. You now have to eat a little No, because you started with Esther. Once you get to this money, now I have to start to do things that you didn't forget. But if I started at a time that is worth it for me, because the whole thing in the Esther is for you to be kaveh to the once it's up to, once you have a chiv, what on you to do something, it's up to you to start with another malach. But once I didn't have the chiv, so I already had the Esther from beforehand, that is Nipshan. Even this new Esther. So once you have a Esther, you have a Esther. Unless you're not going to have time. What's that? If you're sleeping before the time. Then we'll get to the thingies later on. Does somebody have to wake you up? Does somebody not have to wake you up? Can you have no chiv? No chiv to get up and fall. Once you're sleeping. What if you can't daven? So then either you man a shame or you're semuchana tonight. Well, one of these two things. Lamaisa, I have to work with. He signed in from Moyasha. This is a big one. I don't know if you want to hear this one. He signed in from Moyasha that a shemer has to be a person. A shemer cannot be a alarm clock. A shemer cannot be a mini gavua. A shemer has to be a person. I asked him what the makar is such a thing. He didn't know. He wasn't sure what the makar is. I was thinking that Hagam would be fine when he gets a shemayata. Shemayata when he gets an erev shabbos. You're not allowed to read Laura and erev or kosher that you can bend over the candle, Shemayata. Over there we're talking that a Shemer, or even Mishnah Berurah says, even a petek helps, even to stick a paper there, saying Shabbos Hayom Hashem, that helps. So why over here is it any different? But again, it's a full of Shabbos, that helps. Why shouldn't help over here? You see that, you know, a Shemer doesn't have to be a person. So thinking is close. When it gets to Shabbos, there the Isser, what we're choshesh for, is all in one place. The Nehra Shabbos aren't moving anywhere. The chashash is that any time that I'm learning, so I'm going to come closer to the Nehra Shabbos, I'm going to be Shemayat. So as long as I have a petek by the Nehra, that's not a problem. Masha, get over here, what's the chashash? The chashash is off the mensch. That the person is going to forget the daven pishma. So what do you want to say? You want to say you have an alarm clock. Let's say he goes to take out the garbage when the alarm rang. Let's say he didn't hear it, he was in a different room. Let's say he went out somewhere else to play a game of basketball for half an hour. So, what's it going to help that you have a long clock? What's it going to help that you have something else? But feed this, and a kanami, a watch would help. A watch would help, but a long clock or something, or a cell phone that has a car would help to be there. I don't know. We have to see. We have to gauge laws in whether or not he was talking about such a thing. And he says also that your wife can't be your shamer. Because if she's eating, your wife is eating, she can't be your shamer. But Dr. Achaf like this. About she's not usher to eat because she has no chiv to daven ma'ariv, so she doesn't have to need a shemer. So she's allowed to be shemer, same with an alarm clock. So she can have an alarm clock that remind her, and that will remind you. So So she could be your shamer if she has her mom copy reminding her. Well, of course she said she's going to forget. But she doesn't definitely need a shamer because she's not a chuba davar. So she could have an alarm clock, but she doesn't need a din shamer of a person. And you have the alarm clock to remind her, and she'll go ahead and remind her. It's not based on logic, it's based on Megiyah Tarach. On this. A shamer has to be a person. She doesn't need a shamer.
Right. Right.
Oh, the fetus. In the family. Fetus can sign 101. So I asked him, I said, so what happens if you go to Chasana? Go to Chasana and you stay till the end of the second Seder. So you miss the chuppah and you miss the meeting from hour after the chuppah. Now you're finished. Shamer doesn't work by Chasana. Through the Gedela, shamer doesn't work. Something which is shrichi shifter, a shamer doesn't work. So you're eating with a lot of people, but shrichi shifter, so it doesn't help. So you don't have to miss the yard, doesn't. Your wife is eating there, she can't be your shamer. What are you supposed to do? Your, what? Give your wife a shamer. Any body that's eating there is a student of the Mishaki. Shah shifter. So who are you going to ask? And your wife can't. That's what he done. If you wanted to die, then you could have somebody call you. The only thing is, you can have somebody call you. Then you have a shamer, which is a mensch, and he's going to remind you. The way he's going to remind you is by calling you. But call Kama that he's reminding you through your cell phone, and then once your cell phone help also when you have the... What? Let's say the guy calls asleep. If I have a cell phone, I tell my cell phone...
Like, you have a...
Call Kama that you hold it, has to be a person. That's what I'm telling you. Ken Zan, if you have the mind of the person that is with you at all times, if you have an alarm on your watch, if you have an alarm on your cell phone, so then it's not better than your wife. What's a chashash? Chashash is that they're going to forget, your alarm clock is not going to forget. Your alarm clock is not going to fall asleep, your alarm clock is not going to go anywhere. It's not going to walk anywhere. It's the courage, it's the best thing. Elamai, you need a din of Adam, you need a shamer has to be a person. We see how it's a shamer doesn't have to be a person. Shashin, though, maybe you're not going to be there. Kokama, that lechurim. Lechurim, I would say, I'm not possibly going to get a reaction. I have a gam that I did see, that he brought down a different place that he says you could be same with an alarm clock. Very place to hold that you could be same with an alarm clock. Lechurim, if you have an alarm on your watch, or if you have an alarm on your cell phone that you carry on you at all times, lechurim, you could be same with an alarm clock. However, he said that a mini kavua also, once at a time, a mini kavua does not help. You bought the Zarai, so you can't be Semichan Mini Kavua. So I asked them, so why didn't you sign up? It's only for Mini Kavua that doesn't help. But for Marav, which is Darabana, for the Tvila, does help. So once I dive in Marav, I'm going to be down with Shmanasa. I'm going to be down with Shmanasa also. So Miku that it helps me for my Marav, and during the Marav, I'm down with Shma, then why can't it help me for that also? He says, no, because Klapi the Zarai, so we're choishit that you're even going to forget the Tvila. It's not that we when you get to the Tvila, on the Daraisa, there's a level where Chayshi can even forget the Tvila. When you get to the Darabana, we're not going to be Chayshi. You get to the Daraisa, we're going to say even the Tvila you're going to forget. Chum Tais L'Choyra, what will come out, there's many different answers. A person has to know himself, what reminds him, what doesn't remind him. For instance, Reyashim and Echanami can only use alarm clock, so I think most places can say that alarm clock does work. L'Choyra has to be an Oifen that you're not going to forget, and not Oifen that you're not going to remember. And the golden rule is that whenever the Shemir tells you that you have to daven, you have to daven. Because if the shamer tells you to go down and you forget about it, that's it, you lost the whole mind. She knows, your wife knows that she told you, and that's it, you forgot about it. You're off. Well, as soon as the shamer tells you, question that you have to go down. That is the Indian of shamer. This is big. Siv Gimel. That's
the
what's that? The heter was because you have a shamer that's going to remind you. So it's happening now. Then kumpes, you don't have the mile of the shamer. What do you mean you're going to forget? What's that? 100%. But the whole heter, if you eat it, is because you're going to zikr daven ma'ariv afterwards. Kokam is not a zikr that you're going to daven ma'ariv afterwards. If you're not listening to the shamer, you have no heter to eat. It's not that we're, Ken Zan is not that you remember, but you don't have that heter that you're going to zikr dalamah. The whole part is, you can't do something in an oifen that's going to forget you because of God is the same Krishna. So comment that you're not going to listen to him so that it's not a zikr anymore.
Yeah, now you remember, and now the Shulman came to me, and I
you're not Vavid Adam. You're not Vavid. For Kamala, you're not going now. You're not Vavid Adam. You're not Vavid. You're not Vavid Adam. And then something happens, something comes up, and you forget. For Kamala, the whole heaven is going to use this. Mika Adin is supposed to daven right away. 100%. But in Hanami, that's not the verse. That's not the verse. The verse is that you can't be oisik in something if you're not zecher gonna daven. And go kamada, you're not zecher gonna daven because you didn't listen to the shemot, so you have no hesitation. Doesn't make a difference. Or who says you're gonna daven anymore?
Now, now,
who says? Who says? How do you know? It's not a vada anymore. In Echlam, you generally are not patient for such a thing. But to be mocking you to do it, to be saying on the shaman, then you have to... That is Siv Beis. Siv Gimel. L'chatsil ha-tarapos v'shkiyashma v'yad v'shkiyash k'chom. The Goyin understands, in the Bir Agol, let's say the Makor for such a thing that you're supposed to be k'shkiyashma v'yad, it's because it's possible like a Vini Yerin. Vini Yerin, it says that the whole Makhlek is the only way to get to be the Yerin. L'chatsil ha-tarapos even the Chacham, even the Gamliel, everybody holds that you have a mitzvah to read it right away. After the Iker Din, it's read Kishma right away. But if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says a different reason. Miyam the Tisik Yifavim brings it from the Levush, the Zrizim Magdim Lamitzvah. Not because we pass it like the Rabbeinu Yerim. It sounds like the Mishnah Berurah understood that the Machab wasn't like Rabbeinu Yerim. He's going like he said in the Beit Yosef, that the Rambam is not passing like, he's passing like the Rambam. The Rambam is not passing like Rabbeinu Yerim. Rambam is passing like the Pesach of the Shita, the Rajva, and all the rest of the Shita. Then in the Chanami, the Chatkilo, according to the Chacham, you're allowed to wait till and according to Gamaliel, you allowed to wait till Aleph Hashachar. However, the reason why Dima Lemitzvah, you should read it right away. Mamela, if you have, let's say, Lechur, if you have a minion kavua or something, a minion which is, you have more kavana if you daven later on. Lechur, if you're not being oisik in anything which is going to cause you to forget, you have no chiyuv to read it right away. You have no, the reason why Dima, you have no chiyuv to make a bris milah at 5:44 in the morning because that's the first time you can do it. Kokamela, you can have more people later on. Kokamela, whatever it is, you have a brave Amadis Melech later on, then you could reckon with the Zrizim Akdimim. According to the Goyim, Lechair or not, you have no reason why to read, even if you can then you have a reason to read it later on, the Iker Din is to read it right now. Even more so, the Bir Halacha wants a Taino, that you're allowed to be Semech on the Shittas of the Rajba, but Mokhma Semech on the Shittas of the Rajba, even to be Eitik in something which is awesome. The Rajba says, Lechatchila, according to the Gamliel, you're allowed to wait till Eitik Shachar. That is the Mishnah Berurah, you can be Semech on that, let's say somebody is a Shachar Terech, somebody is a Rebbe, he's teaching Terry Receiver. You're allowed to be Semech on that, to be Oisik in Limanat Terry, to be Oisik in something, Tarche Tiber or something, which is a Shasta Terry. So Lechatchila, wait till after Chatzayt to Lein Kriyashma. What's that? The Bir Halacha says, he wants to be Masim. Efshad Yochel Lis Mechon Shishat Arasha, Vechei Mashma Mizmer. That's the Shari Shuvah says also, Mein Lassus King King Shish Terech with Alvin. The Terech is going with that count. And there's a Terech with Hurry Kutur. Also, Nachman Kutur, when he gets to this reading right away, the Aruch HaShofa wants to tell you that Rav Rishenim don't hold this for me. If you look at Rav Rishenim, yeah, there's a Shishat Ravim Yerim that holds you have a king to do it right away. But Rav Rishenim holds that you don't have to do it. You want to be Malam and Tzuf on the Oregon, why they don't lay in Kishma right away? It's because Rav Rishenim don't hold that way. And then the Kanami, the real Mishnah Berurah is the only thing in Indian is Rizim Akdim Mitzvah. That's the chiv to read it right away, so you don't have a chiv to write it away. When you get that, says the Vizmana Achati Alayim, says Mechaber. That's when you get the Kriyashma. What's when you get the Tvila? Tvila, do you have until Chatzayit? Or is Tvila not telling Kriyashma and you have until Alayim Shachar Lechachim? The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kof Chet, Leini Tashlumin of Tvila Arvis, he says the Chatzila, your mitzvah is only until Chatzayit. The Iker Zman of Tvila of Arvis is Dafi until Chatzayit. Only be the Yevad you have until Eitz HaShachar. The Yevad, the Chaim Kinevsky, what would it be if you have a choice to daven with a minion after Chatzayit or be Yechidus before Chatzayit? What should you do? So if you daven be Yechidus before Chatzayit, that's the Iker Zman, you're merely supposed to daven Yechidus before Chatzayit. I asked Berkowitz, what's the Maisa? He went to China that Kenzan, that Enechanami, that's right, and I think go to Ramesha has a Shtuk HaChidush, he said, it's Zman of Zeh. That people are Mechavim Karoi, Kenzan, you don't have it, you have a Chiv to daven the Tzibur. And you shouldn't daven be Yachad Bechal. So he says, unless the guy is going to Mamash be Mechavim, well, be a Chidus, then he should daven in Chanam, he should daven before him. But if not, Kenzan, it's better for him. If the guy knows that when he starts to run into, he just goes on to cruise control, then in Chanam, Kenzan, you should wait, it's better to wait for after Chatzayit to daven with the minion, you have the Maila of the minion. Mile of the minion is that even if the person is not machaber, still he has a mile of the minion that he can't cover the even tefillah tzibur, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu shemayas tefillah tzibur. That is Siv Gimel. Siv Dalet says the Mechaber, you have until Alei Tashachar. The Chatzila, you have until Alei Tashachar. But Mokum Oynit, you're allowed to read until Nesachama. You're allowed to read Kriyashma until Nesachama. It says Mishabruo, Hagam, you're allowed to read Kriyashma and the Brachas, but not Hashtivenu. And Zirbi now Ramash Mer Nesachar. So that's what the Rambam says, the Rambam, Hagam, Kriyash Mishnayit, he says in the Sharatim, Smashma Andrish. The Rambam, the Yad Chazaka, Simon, that the Zman, Tzvila is only until Alei Tashachar. Mila Shmuel Nesachar, you're not be allowed to read after Alei Tashachar. Let's say, what's considered an oinus? Let's say you put down your head for 5 minutes. Is that considered an oinus? And you wake up after Alei Tashachar. Is that considered an oinus? Lamaisa, if you're sleeping, it's an oinus. The question is, I put my head down for 5 minutes. So, can I say, oh, Lamaisa, you guys totally, you didn't get in the pajamas. You put his head down and just stand there, and you woke up after Alei. What's the thing? We have to work with 2 months at a time, and that's not considered an oinus. It says, he sees all the time, he sees people by the sikhin, guys who sit up the whole night, they go down for tachanun, and that's it. At the end of the job, they mean, it's still down. He says, even if you put your head down for 5 minutes, it's a pshia. You're going at a time when you're ready, ready for sleep. That's the third question. That you can't consider that an oinus. In Echanami, if you did it before this month. And what happens if you fell asleep and you woke up after Alei Tashachar? Then what do we say? You could or you could? Sorry, you think never it happens at point of time it happens? The Zman is just a symbol. So Shabbat, what's going to get to getting drunk? Says Machaber that Shichrus is considered an oinus. However, the Taz learned that Shichrus is only considered an oinus if you became Shikr before the Zman. If you got Shikr after the Zman Kirishma, it's not a considered oinus. We may live in a gate to Purim. We're safe. As long as you start these two before Shkiyah, which you're supposed to, start before this man, it's not a problem. You're good to go. Oh, we have to find out. Truth is, as Mr. Brewer says, let's say you start your Yisudah on time. Like Rav Kohn said, you start your Yisudah before Shkiyah. Well, you weren't able to get Shkiyah until afterwards. Says Mr. Brewer, it's not a problem also. It's not a problem. Why? Because you figured that you'd have enough time to sober up before Alei Tashachar. However, as Mr. Brewer, Kokama that you get shikr at 2:30 in the morning, and Elias is at 3:15, 3:30, then you can't say that the guy thought he was going to sober up before him. In the Chanami, that's not considered. Eva Zay, Daimine, Lecharyo. If a guy drinks on Purim night at 6:30 in the afternoon, he drinks as much as he can get down, then you can't say the guy's an oinus. He thought he was going to sober up at 6:30, he didn't think he was going to sober up at 3:30 in the morning. He's trying to put down as much as he could. Adloyoza, as much as he could. A guy that drinks by a half in the Chanami, he thinks he's going to sober up in time. But a guy at Purim is going, it's after his mind. I got that Kenzan is not right before Elias. Bechorah and Svara, you can't say that that's the Dernan. And in a Chanami, you wouldn't have the Hether of Vegas, and you'd only be allowed to read until Elias Hashem.
That's
sure.